A searing night of civil unrest has plunged Hong Kong into lawlessness. Just a day away from its reluctant invitation to China's 70th anniversary of communist rule. In acts of defiance not seen for weeks, hundreds of thousands of protesters stood their ground and stared down police attempts to control them, ignoring volley after volley of tear gas and rubber bullet fire. Greg Jennett followed their evening of anger across Hong Kong Island.
Truth told, Australian audiences are surely jaded by the endless protests in Hong Kong these last 18 weeks. That's understandable. But there's a determination, a commitment being shown here that's democratic in nature, communist in its collective call to common cause, and as Beijing's analysis now goes, it's all way beyond the capacity of the Hong Kong police to handle.
What we're dealing with here is the aftermath of a rare tactical victory for the protesters. Only moments ago, the police were lined up directly behind me, but no amount of tear gas fire, and there was plenty of it, would repel them.
Emboldened, sending a message to Beijing, perhaps, the scale of what happened last night was immense. Symbolised by the black-clad young man who tore down and burnt a prominent sign in the city centre advertising the 70th anniversary of communist rule in China. Protesters led police around the block for hours. They set fire to things. To our eyes, it often looks like wanton vandalism. And some we spoke to view the concept of violence as abhorrent.
We don't mean to be very violent or fighting with each other. No way.
But the numbers, always in the tens and hundreds of thousands, speak loudly. This movement doesn't stop. It doesn't dissipate. Protesters are gassed, they're arrested, and they come back for more. Why? Well, lawyer and democracy leader Benny Tai, just released from a stint in jail, has a clear understanding of the motive, even if he doesn't agree with it.
They also find that there's no future. Not that they cannot have their own house, that kind of future. It's even the political future and whether they can live in a free society anymore. That is their worry. And so some of them may consider that this is almost the last battle.
It's a battle, to be sure, and it rages still. It will today, tomorrow, and beyond that National Day of Communist Celebration. All we're left to ponder is how and when the victory or the peace is won. In Hong Kong, this is Greg Jennett reporting for AM.